Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Hey, Vanessa, how's it going?
Tired. First day of school.
Yeah.
With kids.
So how was that?
How was the first day?
Yes.
Amazing. I think that when the kids get there, it just makes it so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When do you start with classes in the library, or do you already?
Today.
Oh, yeah, so you started right away.
Mm-hmm.
And do they?
And it's just really nice because, you know, the rest of the library might not have been perfect, but the kids could check out books today. And when they come in and you're like, you can have a book, they get really excited.
Yeah. Did you have a lesson planned, or was it kind of just like orientation?
Orientation starts on Monday.
All right.
But I,
I said, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. I had, but I have, like, my assistant's classes come in, and then you notice all the concurrent and career tech students usually drop in.
Okay. So you hosted a pretty awesome Twitter chat. I was a little worried whenever it was all about libraries. Like, am I going to have anything to contribute here? And even though I was on the funny side of things, a lot of people had a lot to contribute here.
Yeah, I was excited. I wasn't. I've been a little worried about it as we got closer.
So, how do you feel like it went? You just hosted another chat a couple of weeks ago. In comparison, how do you feel like this one went? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Okay.
I was just kind of like, I can't even remember what my chat was on a few weeks ago, to be honest. I'm like, what did I talk about? Okay, I remember now. I think this one went a lot smoother because the tell your story was, for some people, very personal, or the questions were questions that they were just more personal and they were harder to answer questions, I think.
Okay.
Because they were about you, whereas a lot of these questions were about someone else or about, you know, things that you had experienced and, but maybe weren't deeply emotional.
Right. Okay. So you had an option to go anonymous on one of your questions, and it was the question on what do you wish your library specialist would do? How many people took you up on the anonymous portion?
I think there were 5.
Wow.
It was kind of nice. I had hoped that that would encourage some people who didn't want to say anything.
Right.
That would hurt their librarian.
Right. And so were their critiques on point, or were they, I don't know, were they too demanding?
I don't think they were demanding, but, you know, not knowing people's situation, a lot of people... sorry to be so hesitant.
No, it's totally
really,
fine.
A lot of them just wanted something different. Like, maybe their idea of a library media specialist was different from their librarian's idea.
Right. I got to tell you, my favorite question was 6. How do you think the role of librarian has changed since you were in school? I can't tell you anything I did in my library except for check out books. And the book fair was in there. That was the coolest part of my library, was that the Scholastic Book Fair was in there. The role has changed dramatically, would you say?
I definitely would say. You know, I didn't go through library school too long ago, and... it was largely technology. There was everything was, I think, almost technology. Even cataloging had a component to it where we had to find digital cataloging sources. And to just break the traditional stereotypical idea of you get to sit behind a desk and shush people and just read.
When's the last time you wore a bun?
I'm sorry?
When's the last time you put a bun in your hair?
Oh, I'm the worst person to ask that. Like, where... I can barely comb my hair, so I don't know.
That's like quintessential librarian, right? like, they have buns and sweaters.
I do wear a lot of cardigans, though.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
What was your favorite question of the night?
I think my favorite question of the night was... but what do you love that your librarian does? Because people were so enthusiastic. And I actually started following quite a few librarians because they had been tagged.
Was there anything that they said in those things that they loved that you're like, oh, maybe I should try that?
Oh, there was one in particular that just talked so wonderfully about their person's outreach and how their librarian worked with the teachers on staff.
That's awesome. Don't you think, though? I mean, I haven't been to Clinton, but knowing how the staff worships you, I could only imagine that the students are the same.
Don't say that.
Are you kidding me? You are probably, I love you. You are like the most humble person on the face of the earth, and you are adored, just so you know.
I don't.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to say anything.
Thank you. I think I definitely have some people that, I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right. So what's next?
Cool, though.
What's next?
Just kicking off the year and kind of trying to be the best, most supportive person I can be for my students and teachers. I'm really at the point where I feel like... I just want to see what their ideas are and help them make them happen. That's a little weird. And, you know, I believe the children are our future Whitney Houston sounding, but
love it.
That's where I'm at.
All right.
Welcome back to Okla Said, the official Okla Ed podcast of Oklahoma and beyond now.
That's right. Pre-eclipse edition.
Pre-eclipse edition. What will life be like after the eclipse? Anyway, I am Erin Barnes, and you can find me at ebarnes73. We've got Scott Hazelwood here, who is at Teach From Here on the Twitters, if you'd like to follow the two of us.
Indeed, please do.
We don't have a Twitter account for Okla Said, but we would love to see your comments on the hashtag Okla Said.
Yes. And if you enjoy what we do, share with a friend.
Indeed. Well, this week we had Vanessa Perez host the Twitter chat again. She just did one a couple of weeks ago telling your story, and now we've got another. We got a bam, bam, Vanessa Perez edition.
She's pretty amazing out there in Clinton, what she does.
Yes, she does. She is. So this week's chat was about the library, and it was library resources. More books, more magic, books always. And that's what she does out there. She's the library media specialist. And I was a little worried about this chat. What am I going to be able to contribute? I don't know. And my first answer was like, I think I jumped in at question two, and I am no good.
Was that the Dewey Decimal question, Erin?
alphabetized books?
In Erin's library, books just go on shelves with, hey, order not important.
I don't know what they do. Anyway.
Yeah, it's like numbers and things, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rob Miller's tweet was really funny, too, because it was a clip of some Tom Cruise movie where Tom Cruise was looking vague and confused. And Rob goes, "This is how I look on a topic I'm not sure I can contribute much to."
Yeah, well, and so I said that to her, and you'll hear it in our little interview, but I was like, I don't know who's going to participate in this, like the 100 media specialists in Oklahoma. Anyway.
She had good questions, though.
She had great questions. Yeah.
So what was question one?
Yeah, So the first three words you associate with library. Mm-hmm. And there were cheaters out there. I'll be honest. I probably, if I had jumped in for question one, would have cheated also. People like hyphenating to get two words.
Ugh, the nerve.
Even words that might not necessarily be hyphenated, like really quiet. But I chose Michelle Knight, and she is at mknight08. She says, books, reading, quiet comfort.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's good. I like
that. That's what I associate it with.
Right. And I think this is where maybe perhaps a paradigm shifty thing is occurring. Because I too remember the big quiet library situation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what Wade Whitehead said, I loved it. He is at Wade Whitehead. He said, imagine, discover, share.
Totally different answers.
Completely different than when I was in the library as a young lad. So, I don't know. I think we're asking our librarians to do some different things, potentially.
No, I do too.
Some cool things.
And I don't want to waste some of this, but... it makes me sad for a question later.
Oh.
Yeah. So question two.
Question two, what do librarians do?
They alphabetize books.
They don't. It's called the Dewey Decimal System. You use math and stuff.
Math and stuff. Okay.
So yeah. What do librarians do? Gosh, they do a whole lot more than you or I will probably ever understand.
For sure. I don't have a school library.
Right.
Like, that's one thing I totally miss being in this school. And it makes me sad because seeing some of these answers, I was like, I want a librarian. Yeah. And Vanessa reminded me I do have one in my public library, yeah, which I do use. There right. you go. But Janilyn Taylor, she is at Janilyn Taylor. She said, a librarian has the opportunity to open doors, whether it's through books, storytelling, research, or as an innovative leader. And I thought, wow, I hadn't really thought of a librarian being all of those things.
Mm-hmm. I know that at Memorial, our librarian was amazing. And she was always looking for things to share with the students. She would help the English teachers with teaching their students how to do research. She was looking for ways to get books into kids' hands, whether it was through Audible books. They had purchased a service where you could had something to do with a podcast situation. I mean, it was great. We were doing high school book fairs.
Wow!
And I mean, she just really did it all. And a lot of times now, we're asking librarians to help out with a lot of technology, which they may or may not be prepared to help with. It's almost like it's been, I don't want to say it's been dumped on them, but because most people utilize the library as sort of the central part of the school, things like technology and different media have gone there.
Right.
I really loved what Sarah had to say. She's R.A. Sure Reads. That's her Twitter. She says, welcomes all kids, makes teachers step out of their comfort zones, and brings the world inside, especially at Caredith C.
And I bet that's her LMS.
Quite possibly. And so I think that's important because they are librarians in our media center. Specialist people, library specialist people, they need to push us teachers around sometimes.
Yeah. Is the library considered specials? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Is it
like PE and art?
No, it's... okay, for my kids, they do have dedicated library time every day. And at our elementary school, our librarian, she's so amazing. And she works with the kids, and she gets some stuff that they can get excited about. And... I have never heard any of my children complain about going to the library.
Okay.
They usually complain about not being allowed to go.
Aww.
Which I think is kind of cool.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
Well, question three, does your school have a full-time certified librarian? If not, who staffs the library? And this is the one that made me really sad, Scott.
Yeah.
There are so many libraries understaffed out there.
Yes, yes. And I feel like this is an issue that we won't understand the significance of this until later. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. When we lose that librarian person, we're not going to understand the significance of that for 2 or 3 or 4 years when we're like, oh my gosh, there is a huge, huge, ginormous hole in our school.
I know our when I worked at Sepulpa many moons ago, our art teacher had to shuffle between buildings. Mm-hmm. But that was considered a specials time. And right. There were, you know, a couple of times a week when kids were doing art. Could you imagine walking to the library and it just being closed down?
I mean, that would be terrible.
The other thing I remember from Sepulpa was that the librarian was always on deck to sub in a classroom.
Yeah, that's not right.
And that's not cool.
No. Yeah, that's terrible. And there was a lot of people where staffed by with a part-time librarian and two teacher support staff situations.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was also some good things out there. Like, I know Kenny Ward, who is, I think, at Kenneth Ward at Bridge Creek. He's like, we have our first full-time library media specialist this year. And he was really excited about that. And that's awesome. Our schools need those people.
I chose Stony because he was the first, like, silver lining tweet I saw for this question. I was like, no, we don't. We have, you know, assistants. We have a part-time. We have a yada, yada, yada. And it was like, And but then Stony Evans, who is at Stony 12270, says, our school has two certified librarians and two assistants. We're so grateful we have this staff. It's a busy place. And that, I was like, yes. Like, that reminds me of my Tulsa library. Like, it is busy. It's full of research. It's full of play. It's full of, you know,
stuff's happening.
Yeah. And so Stephanie, your tweet made me very happy.
Yeah. And I went with the Black Apple, and she's at Black Apple for EDU. She said, my school does not have a librarian. This means I use puppets in class, engage heavily in text to make books come alive. So she's sort of taken on that role.
Yeah.
For her. And I don't think, especially in some of our smaller schools, this is not an unusual thing. And I'm not sure where she teaches. I don't think she's in Oklahoma, but our small schools, this is an issue sometimes.
It makes me wonder what I can do. I wonder if I can get with Vanessa and have her come to my house and maybe Dewey Decimal up my books. I've probably got 300, 400 books on these 5 different bookshelves. I mean, I am pretty proud of my book collection for the kids, but
you got to get some Dewey Decimal going.
Well, not even that really, but like, it's just a book collection for kids. They go to the shelves, they pick their own books. Mm-hmm. And like, I wonder if she can find a way to help me classify, like, hey, here's all the historical fiction and, you know, kids who need to learn about but want fiction can, and maybe,
you know,
she
what?
Can come and help class up my little library.
Yeah. Dewey Decimal does that. Exactly what you're saying.
I thought that was like something for the...
Here's all the science. Here's all the social studies. Here's all the biography. You're funny. This is why I like you, Aaron.
Because I'm just a total dork and doesn't know anything.
You know, join the club.
What's that?
I said join the club. We're both total dorks that don't know anything. So how does your library advocate for students? And again, you're kind of in a unique situation.
But my Sepulpa library here has the Tulsa Zoo in. I mean, they had full of about 50 kids a month ago, and they brought lizards, and they did a whole lesson on water pollution.
Nice.
And I mean, it was really good. And so they do still try to create learning experiences, even though it's not my school library. It's the library that we use.
For the community.
Yeah, and they're doing things. They've got story time once a week. They bring in different professionals to talk to the kids, and I mean, they're creating experiences as well. So how do they advocate? They're still bringing learning experiences to my community.
That's really good. I know that there's a library close to us. It's in Oklahoma City. It's the Northwest Library, and it's one of their newer locations, and it is such a cool place. The kids love going. And so we can go in there and easily spend quite a bit of time. And there's always programming going on, especially during the day.
Okay.
And for younger younger kids, or maybe, and I know that there's been times when a whole homeschool community, it has to have been homeschool, because a whole herd of moms and school-agey kids who should have been at school will roll in, and they just commence to using it for learning, and I love it. I think it's cool.
So the Sepulpa Library has probably not got money because they're still on these big, bulky, white computers, mm-hmm. and there's only five of them. But in all other areas, I mean, the kids' area looks fun. You know, there's a whole place downstairs. It's just, and there's a whole genealogy section, like where a full-time person works on genealogy. Like, wow. If you want to go and find out your past, go play there.
That's the place, huh?
Yeah. Well, Tanya Gaunt, and she is at Tanya Gaunt. She says, my son's high school librarian, and that's Vanessa, mm-hmm. I'm pretty stoked here, encouraged him by making him feel welcome in the library. He had an ongoing project, and she helped him to the end.
Yeah.
Hello. I didn't realize that librarians are out there assisting in this way. I really didn't.
Yeah, it's awesome. Our librarian here at USAO, she is great at trying to work with all of our students, and she's got a spot in there called the Student Success Center. And I'm not sure if this came through a grant or how it was organized, but it's hosted in her library. And kids, they just pull kids in left and right, like, hey, come in here and study, come in here and work, get some tutoring, get some whatevering. We're here for you. And kids utilize that space, and it's been very it's been an excellent, successful program here for us. So
good.
So that's been great. Susan Ray, who is at Susan Ray, she said, in science, the librarians advocate for my students in helping them with scientific arguments, whether agree or not, and help students find evidence. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we got to somehow prove that climate change isn't real, right? Aaron, why don't you say anything?
I'm giving you a look.
Oh.
You know, I am a pretty, you know, we've talked about this before. I would say I'm decently conservative, maybe moderately conservative. But if there is one thing I disagree with the right, it is the climate change. And that's a whole other podcast, so we'll leave it there. But
Fake news.
Yeah, we've got to prove it's not real, right? Your look. Question five. How does your library collaborate with teachers?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I did not, I mean, I knew in schools that happened, but Vanessa was like, go ask your public librarian.
Yeah.
I bet they collaborate with teachers also. And yeah. So I'm going, my kids have library time on Mondays, but
not this Monday.
Not this Monday. I'll be
be a little eclipsy.
Anyway.
Okay.
but Miss Izzy's class, and she is at Devon Elzie Aguirre. Horrible there.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, she says she is always quick to offer advice on books to incorporate into a lesson. We have scheduled time with our students. Scheduled time our students have a library class, which is awesome to have the scheduled time. But that's what I remember about my librarian. So maybe that hasn't changed in so many years. The librarian is amazing to be able to say, oh, I've got this book. And I've got this book. And I remember doing a research project, and the librarian just kept bringing me some books until basically I said, okay, stop.
I can't do it.
Can't read all this, but you're amazing. And that sounds like that's what her librarian is doing for her.
Right. I know that at OSU, the library, I was able to meet the head librarian a couple times up there, and he worked all the time with staff and faculty up there, and here at USAO as well. And I just love it when our librarians are work so hard on that. Because I think sometimes, depending on what age you are, you view the librarian as this quiet, this will sound horrible. I don't mean it horrible, but the quiet old lady with the bun.
Yeah. And,
you know, that puts a lot of different bad connotations altogether. But, I mean, kind of that's what the picture that comes in your mind. And
well, Scott, I challenge you to ask your kids, what does a librarian look like?
Right.
Maybe they have a totally different view now.
I'm sure they do. And that's great. because the librarians are so much more now. I mean, it's just cool what they get to do. Like, if I had a second whatever, it would be in there, in the library.
That's funny.
I mean,
you heard I ask Vanessa when the last time she wore a bun was, and she did say she does wear a lot of cardigans, but I do not see her as the quintessential.
No, she is not at all.
But she yeah, anyway.
Stoney Evans, though, he said, by connecting T's and students with other countries via Skype Classroom. And I think that's cool. And there's a link in. So if you'll go to the podcast landing page for this one, you can get that link.
Question 5, it's in that link.
Yeah. But I know that any time I needed help in the library, I loved my librarians because I'd be like, all right, this is what I need. And they go, okay, we'll have all this. And then I'm getting an email 5 minutes later. We pulled all this stuff for you. It's on a special cart just for you. We put your name on it, you know. Or even I'll just walk in and go, man, I need a good book. Well, what do you read? I read these things, you know. And they're like, all right, hold on. And then 2 minutes later, I'm like, this is the best book I've ever read. Thank you. You know, so
that's love it. Awesome.
Question 6. How do you think the role of librarian has changed since you were in school? I think we've sort of alluded to that all along. I just shared my mental image, which is totally bad.
No, that's exactly what mine was too. So,
you know, but yeah, I mean, I remember going to this, on this one, I always think of the, remember Ghostbusters, the beginning of Ghostbusters, the original one, when they're in the library and, and the ghost is, you know, or do you remember the Indiana Jones movie in The Last Crusade when he's in the library and he's trying to break through the star in the library and the librarian's putting the date in the books with the stamp?
I do now.
But it's like all quiet and just the stamp in the book and slide it over, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's It is not that way.
No. Mark Mooring says anyone is welcome to come see the massive amount of technology, again, Vanessa Perez has placed for students to use in the CHS library. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And I really she's the only librarian I like fully really know. And so I know everything she touches turns to gold.
Yeah.
She's so humble. She is so humble. She's like, no, you stop.
Oh, it's not me. Yes, it is. It's you.
You're totally you. Yeah. Anyway, so that's obviously changed.
Yeah. Kelly Jo Myers, who is at Kelly Jo 5KM. She said, library is tech hub, iPad keeper, Chromebook organizer, my go-to for help with all things tech, even the bookbinder laughy emoji. boom, there you go. So much more than organizing the books and putting the little stamp in.
Yeah, yes. And so question 7. Oh, well, go ahead.
I was going to say, a lot of libraries now, you know, Vanessa is not unique. They're makerspacey.
That's what I'm hearing.
A lot of libraries are.
And so you can only imagine that can't be quiet.
No.
There's no way. I imagine now, after this chat, libraries are a buzz. There's kind of an energy that has to flow through there now. And it's not a dull, lifeless place.
No.
So.
No.
Well, question 7. How does your library adapt to address digital and technology growth?
Well, this is tough because one of the ways you have to adapt to that is put things in place to accommodate that, which can be expensive. And I know here our librarian is working on developing a makerspace, and she's got the beginnings of her space are awesome.
Yeah.
But we need a little bit more to get it going. And
where it needs to be.
Yeah, where it needs to be, but the... it's there, but it takes some money, and man, it's just hard to come by right now.
I hope and pray that the money you're talking about there for the technology is not what's keeping librarians staffed at part-time.
Right.
Or, I mean, I would so much rather have a body in the library than a set of Apple iPad carts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
With nobody to help use them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or, I mean, then they're just sitting there doing nothing.
Right.
So I hope and pray that that's not the reason.
I have to say, too, on this question, it was hard to pick just a single tweet on this particular one.
Yeah. This question was great. No, I thought so, too. Jennifer Daubenspeck. I'm so sorry, Jennifer.
Jennifer D.
Jennifer D. She said, librarians are no longer stuck behind the counter checking out books. Our librarian is an integral part of our staff.
Boom.
Thank you.
Boom.
Thank
boom.
You. Yeah.
I know that one of my the administrators who I worked with that I really enjoyed working for viewed the library as the center of the school.
Yeah.
And so it was super important to her that everybody else also view the library as the center of the school. Like if there was a faculty meeting, we were no longer in the cafeteria faculty meeting. We were in the library because that's right. where, that's where our school is. So if we want our school to adapt and address some of these digital things, our library needs to also adapt and do. Robin Fuchsia, and I had, Robin very politely chided me last time. I knew what her role was at Oklahoma State. She's the director of the professional learning and things like that that go. That
what'd you say she was?
I think I related her back to student teachery stuff. She does a okay. bit of student teachery things. But she really works in the professional ed. So she works with trying okay. to, you know, kind of how, the college, OU College, what Ann Beck is doing there, trying yeah. to outreach with all the different local schools, like, come do this. We've got these things. So,
yes.
Robin kind of organizes professional development and things of that nature at OSU. So, and I told her, I go, I had a brain fart while I was talking with Aaron. I knew what you did. I'm so public apology, Robin. Who is quite brilliant, by the way. She's pretty good. But so Robin's response, she said, mine is a kid, great people, but little teaching. Now classroom mm-hmm. teachers and library media specialists collaborate to work toward a shared purpose to inspire deep kid-led learning. Bam!
Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah, so good. So good. Question 8. What do you, with your, what do you... What do you, what, I'm misreading this. What's this question? What
do you, with your library media specialist, what do you wish?
Oh, that's right. Of, that's right.
What do you wish
what
your
you
library
wish?
Media specialist would do?
Right.
She had a form where you could answer anonymously.
Right.
So, and there were a few people that took her up.
Well, and I put the link to this tweet on the podcast landing page. And so if you want to participate, and Vanessa will share. In a poll, in a way that is good for everybody, what you wish a librarian would do.
Yeah. So there were some good, I thought there was some good feedback here.
Mm-hmm.
One that I saw that I didn't end up putting up here because I don't want to unintentionally hurt somebody, was that don't become admin-y. Mm-hmm. And so I think maybe because they don't have a certain class, maybe they could feel as if, I don't know what that was, but it said school culture was not your responsibility. And I'm thinking that don't let the weight of that rest on the LMS, but is there another teacher in the building that has every single student in the building as right. a part of their, I mean, course school culture is huge.
It can breathe through the library.
For sure.
But it's the responsibility sure. of the entire building.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I did end up picking Mrs. Hilterbrand, and she is at DM Hilt AP Hug. Anyway, she said, I wish she would let me buy her a coffee or soda and take her for a break and take a break for herself in all of her awesomeness.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I loved the love there.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was this question or another one, and I had a sad face when I read it, but it was along the lines of, I wish our librarian would quit making kids read inside their AR goal and take the AR test.
Oh.
Oh, and I was like, no, we got to get beyond this.
Yeah.
Side AR, another podcast, not my fave, but hey, guidelines.
The love of learning.
Yes. Love okay. of learning. Okay, so Susan Ray, she said, tough one. The only thing I can think of, don't act like admin. Oh, hey, don't feel so responsible for school climate. Just be the librarian.
Yeah.
And then Vanessa's response, and so this was kind of a twofer because Susan had shared that, and then Vanessa had shared, that can be tough. Personally, I personally feel that the library can be the heart of the school.
Yeah.
So, I think it can be the library can just take on that heart and soul and breath of school culture, but it's also important for everybody inside there to extend that.
Indeed.
It's not just the librarian.
Scott, what do you love that your library does?
Books. I love books.
I do too.
And I know that I read a lot of stuff digitally too. I don't miss the card catalog. I like being able to go right to the computer and clickety-clack out what I'm interested in, and it tells me. But I think books are fun.
I do too. I mean, obviously. We thought about trying to become minimalists, but then we were like, but what do we do about the books?
Minimalist.
We can't get rid of any of the books.
Yeah. Forget it.
Jody Adney, and she is at Mrs. Adney CHS. She says, the library is a place where numerous projects are being created. Students aren't shhed. They're encouraged. Mm-hmm.
I love it. I really liked what Miss Hilterbrand said, and she is at DMH Hilt AP Hug. She said, I heart the cafe lounge for students to recharge, work, or have instruction.
That's awesome.
That's great. If we had a cafe loungy place, I'd be all up in it. And one of the things that I working on my schoolwork over the past couple of years, one of the things I would do is I would go to my local library, the Northwest Oklahoma City one. They have this whole corner of just natural lighting because it's floor to ceiling windows. It's a huge space. And man, I would just go over there and work and loved it because it was loungy. It wasn't all stodgy. You know, sometimes libraries look cool with their row benches, the cool green lamp. You're like, you know, I want to study there. Like, that looks like a study place.
Yeah.
But this place was like a lounger chair with a little ottoman situation inside all this natural lighting. And you know what? I want to study there, too.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah. Question 10. How will you partner with your LMS this year, your library media specialist?
Well, like I said, partner? I'm going to ask, just see what's offered. Maybe Vanessa doesn't have to come all the way from Clinton. My librarian here in Sepulpa might help me divvy some of my books.
I mean, that's a long way away.
But I love her.
Yeah.
Meyer Math West, and he is at Meyer Math West, says, encourage them. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes they work without thanks.
Yeah.
Help them. Mm-hmm. They always help us. How can we help them?
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know if this is partnering with the library or the librarian taking on some of the brunt, but the ladies we had at Memorial were great. And, you know, reading is important, right?
Of course.
No matter what age, we want kids, we want everybody should be reading all the time, right? And so one of the things that they did was, and I guess this would be partnering, but they told that they shared with faculty and staff, look, let us know what book you're reading. We'll print the book cover for you. You hang it in your room.
Hey, and then, okay.
And so we did that. And so students, and we had two cardboard pieces of paper. One says what I'm currently reading and what I just finished reading is what it said. And so we would just put these, and they would laminate everything. So we would have these book covers and laminated, and we just would tape them up to what I'm reading or what I just read. And then that gave students an opportunity to see what we were reading and ask us questions about it. And then those darn ladies were keeping dibs and keeping track. And people that read like voluminous books got Starbucks cards. And the person that read like the most books in the building got like a fun pack of candy or something. Like it was really, really, really fun. So anyway, so I enjoyed that partnership. Our librarian here, I'll be partnering with her because for $10 I get unlimited coffee.
What?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? So I will be partnering with Kelly to get my caffeine fix.
Good.
Yeah. Diane Keaton, who is at Diane Keaton 95, I guess no relation to the actress. Right?
Right.
That's why the 95 is there.
I was thinking Michael Keaton.
But there's a Diane Keaton.
There is a Diane Keaton.
Yeah. So Diane said, I like to go into the library often to check out a book or to see what coolness the students are doing there. Hashtag West 56.
West 56.
So I wonder if that goes with West from Math Meyer, Meyer Math.
It felt there were quite a few people involved from different schools here, so mm-hmm, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So there Scotty, you go.
Scotty, what's your favorite question?
I really liked, hey, it looks like we picked the same question. That Me hasn't too. Happened.
I love it.
How do you think the role of librarian has changed since you were in school?
Yeah, this one made me think for sure.
Mm-hmm. Because I've, you know, and I've shared before, I mean, we cannot teach like we have been taught. I mean, the librarian can't be librarian now like librarian was 50 years ago. I mean, learning is in a constant state of evolution. Yeah. I'm not saying we need to, and also part of me thinks this is our libraries also need to have some of that traditional aspect. Like they can't go jumping after every cool new thing that comes out.
No,
but they do need to continue to, you know, there's got to be some evolution there or we'll be just be stuck. I think it's also important to note that Vanessa was able to go to the Library of Congress and took a picture behind the librarian's desk there.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool if you're a librarian person.
Indeed. Well, it was cool for me, and I'm not a librarian person. I am a little bit of a history geek. So
there you go.
Yeah.
There's some history over there. What was your boom sauce? Oh, yeah. What was yours?
So I liked this one because it reminded me, we've talked about technology, we've mm-hmm. talked about makerspace, mm-hmm. we've talked about all the things the library media specialist is into, and this one just added one more thing.
Okay.
Jack Reed, who is at JL Reed 2011, says, I'm already partnering with our LMS, especially to get the teen parent literacy program going well. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see it. Hello, another layer. I mean, just another thing. Boom.
Yeah. How can we help?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
How can Oklahoma said help? Let us know, Jack.
Oh. Janilyn Taylor, who is at Janilyn Taylor, she said, the librarian was behind the desk. You better, and I chose this because this is your stereotypical. The librarian was behind the desk. You better know the Dewey Decimal to find anything in that giant card catalog. And I went with that with my boom sauce just as a reminder. We need to always be seeking ways to improve in all facets of educating our society and our culture.
Yeah.
And the library isn't exempt from that. And I think this conversation that we had tonight was great because there's cool things happening in libraries in Oklahoma.
Yeah, go find out.
Yeah.
If you don't know, go find out. Yeah. I was definitely educated here.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah, Dewey Decimal System, Aaron. Look it up.
Okay. Well, I tried to get a hold of Anne during this chat. She mm-hmm. kind of she heads up the scheduling of Oklahoma Set. The last tweet I saw said TBA. Do you know who's hosting this Sunday?
Well, I was going to say, I noticed that we both left this part blank.
Yeah,
coming up
I don't
next.
Know.
Hey, guess what's going to happen next week, Aaron?
I bet we have a chat. And just don't know who's moderating it
well,
right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see. What do you want the topic to be?
Are we just making it up right here?
Yeah, let's make it up right here.
Okay,
we'll tag Anne in the tweet, and we'll be like, Anne.
We would like to talk about, you know what?
It's the eclipse on Monday.
It is the eclipse on Monday.
We could do a chat about eclipse songs.
Is there more than one?
No.
You just want to sing that song. No, what about iPad Palooza and all the amazingness that's going to come up there? All the amazing
pre-chat.
Authors that are going to be there. Mm-hmm. All the amazing presenters that are going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma said is
going to
be there.
That'd be fun to talk about.
Yeah.
Oklahoma said has a session, a live session.
If you sneak in, we will not tell any of the organizers.
And if you sneak in, we will probably call you out.
But
who are you walking in 5 minutes late? Yeah.
Do you have your cool swag?
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, but maybe we talk Eclipse. Maybe we talk Oklahoma. I mean, iPad Palooza.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about, Annie?
I don't know, Aaron. All right.
All right, educators. You know what to do. Go out and dominate the world.
Yes.
Yay!
Oh, it blew up there? I didn't even know.
Like with chairs?
For the eclipse?
Eclipses.
Eclipse it. She's like,
eclipse.
Eclipse.
Eclipse. Eclipse.
Eclipse on eclipse.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.